Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from the Ausable Valley Audubon, the Vice President, Sue Duncan. How are you today, Sue?
I'm just wonderful. Thanks, Kevin.
Glad to have you on. And Larry Van Wagner's with us, too. How are you, Larry?
Good morning, Kevin. Fine.
Glad to have you both on the show. Well, we're going to talk about, a couple of things, but I guess they're related here. First off, a big event happening tomorrow. I know you guys always have some great experts in, and without exception, tomorrow, too, birder Steve Baker is going to be in, right, Sue?
Right. Steve's coming from Indian Rivers to talk with us about the Hawk Watch that goes on up in Mackinac. About this time each year it starts.
All right. Well, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the Hawk Watch. Larry, you've got some details on that. This is a major event.
Well, in the past few years, it's been realized by birders that huge numbers of hawks and eagles migrate north during the spring through Michigan's Lower Peninsula, and they funnel right into the area around Mackinac City and cross the straits because they don't like to cross over large amounts of water. Between March and early June, up to 50,000 birds are seen passing through the straits.
Wow.
Different species arrive at different times. Like, for example, bald eagles migrate from the second week of April to the early to the first week in May. Other eagles, the golden eagles, migrate from the first week to the third week in March. Initially, people volunteered, but in recent times, just to document things more carefully, they've hired a professional counter. And you can find him in early spring stretched out in a sleeping bag with a hooded parka.
In a lawn chair.
With really powerful binoculars scanning the southern horizon. And he uses mechanical counters and a clipboard, and he starts his day around 10 a.m. and finishes around 4. And it's not unusual later in the year to find like 12,000 hawks in a day fly over his place.
And he does it by himself? He's a one-man show for the most part?
There's additional people there to help because he can only look in one direction
right.
at once.
Okay. Wow.
Mainly, he's the counter.
All right. Now, you said this takes place between March and June that mm-hmm. most of the count is done?
And last year, they had over 50,000 raptors tallied in just those 3 months, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Wow, all right. So he's coming to talk. Where is he going to be tomorrow?
Well, Steve's going to be with us tomorrow mm-hmm. at the Eagle Point Plaza in Hale at 1 p.m. in their meeting room.
Okay.
And he's going to give us some of the inside stories and the fun of it. He's kind of the ambassador. He's not the official counter, but he did count as a volunteer. And he's an excellent birder as well as a wildflower enthusiast and just a great all-around guy. And he's going to tell us some of the stories about how this started, what's going on, the significance of it, because ornithologists had no idea this was going on until they started these official counts.
Is that right? Well, hopefully there's other people counting while he's down here presenting.
Yep. The fellow who's counting will be there all day if the weather permits.
If the weather permits. All right. Now, is this a free event?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So people can come and enjoy, and we'll be happy to have them there. Just show up about 1 o'clock at the old Hale High School.
All right. So you don't need to be an Audubon member if you're just interested, maybe an amateur birder kind of thing in general. Yeah.
Anybody who's a nature enthusiast would enjoy this, I'm sure.
All right. It should be interesting because I'm sure there's a lot of people like myself who didn't know that many birds cross over the straits heading north.
Right. And Steve's quite an amateur photographer, too, so he should have some really good pictures for us.
All right. Very good. It sounds like a wonderful event and kind of a precursor because we're not that far away from the Big Taos Point Birding Festival, are we?
No, we're warming up for that, too.
Yeah. That's coming up when in May?
May. Yep. Man, 19th through the 22nd.
So now, with the number of raptors heading north now, by that time, will you see some of them even heading that direction from Taos Point with the Birding Festival? Do you get reports of raptors or is it more smaller songbirds than that?
Well, later in May, we see a lot of the smaller birds arrive.
Yeah.
But the counts that we're speaking about in Mackinac are with the larger birds, the raptors.
All right.
And that'll go on until mid-June.
Okay.
Just like the migration of the small birds takes a sequence of time. So it'll be going on for a while.
Boy, it will. Well, hopefully everyone can come on out to appropriately Eagle Point Plaza in Hale tomorrow at 1 p.m. This is put on by the Ausable Valley Audubon. If they want more information about the other programs you do and presentations or about the Audubon itself, how do they get more information, Sue?
Well, if people are interested in the Mackinac Raptors, mm-hmm. they can go online at mackinacraptorwatch.org, and the Mackinac is spelled MACKINAC.
C. All right.
Mackinac. Yes. Raptor Watch. And if they're interested in Osceola Valley Audubon, we have a website as well, and it's simply osceolavalleyaudubon.org.
Very nice, yes. I know you put on a lot of great programs, and we'll be talking to you guys more when we get closer to the Taos Point Birding Festival. But this one going on tomorrow, put on by the Osceola Valley Audubon. Larry Van Wagner and Sue Duncan, Vice President from the Osceola Valley Audubon, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.